Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Patriots Day, April 19th, 2010, 15 years after the federal black op bombing of the Oklahoma City building, the Alfred P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City. And fever pitch brainwashing is being engaged in by the mainstream media, by Bill Clinton and others, saying, gee, I hope we don't have to have another terror attack to shut down these tea parties. Gee, I hope they shut up. Gee, I hope they stop criticizing the banking takeover and the healthcare takeover, because their criticism of the government is going to cause terrorists to attack. And when the terrorists attack, it's going to be your fault. Your fault, America, for thinking that you have a right to stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The last year and a half since Barack Obama got into office, we've seen them beating the drum that anyone that criticizes any policies is a racist, a terrorist, a white supremacist, that anybody that criticizes the government or even says 9/11 was an inside job wants to kill Obama with no evidence. But what is that evidence of? The prep phase, preparing for staged terror. They have to prepare everyone's minds so when they stage it, the people won't really remember where they heard it was the fault of the Tea Parties, but they will buy into it as if it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we know from all of the concerted propaganda intensifying in the last week to a crescendo that they are getting ready to stage terror events in this country, and by only getting the word out about this can we stop them. They're preparing to blame Iran for a nuke attack, whether real or just fear-mongering, it's still psychological terrorism, and they're preparing for attacks on federal buildings, police stations, you name it. And they've been having drills the last few years, even under Bush, of police stations being attacked by disgruntled veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, gun owners, anti-abortion activists. Again, prepping the police with this false narrative that people that criticize the government want to kill you. They're bad. Get ready for them to attack. And they're having all this IED training the last 8 years in police departments around the country telling them the American people are going to bomb them. And they have drills at public schools and, in colleges where the militias attack, the gun owners attack, the homeschoolers attack, the gun owners attack. Creating this perception, this artificial perception, drilling the public that this imaginary enemy is out there and is going to be violent. Another facet of this is infiltrating the Tea Parties with Nazi signs. That's on one end of that. Then you have the government creating fake Nazi groups to show up and demonize the Patriot movement and attack other patriots that don't take the racial bait. All of this is a clear, concerted effort. From saying that I don't want government health care is racist, to I don't want open borders is racist, to saying I don't want a bankrupt economy is racist. You sit down and shut up and get pom-poms out and cheerlead the government or you are a terrorist racist. This has been the message, and now they're all over the news saying, MIAC report, Homeland Security report, they were good. The vets are terrorists. The gun owners are terrorists. Domestic terrorists are as big a threat or even bigger than Al-Qaeda. They're going to hit any minute. Get ready. Oh, my gosh, we tried to stop them, but they wouldn't quit protesting. Their protesting caused it. All of you Tea Party people, it's your fault. You did it. It's all your fault. Get ready. Get ready. I mean, it's 100% clear. This is a huge operation going on. And we're going to cover it all today. We've got Max Kaiser joining us coming up and Luke Radowski in the last hour. He had a nice discussion with Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report. Colbert talked about it on his show. So we're having major breakthroughs on that front, dealing with the Bilderberg Group. And we're going to have wide open phones today. But first, I want to discuss false flag nuke attacks and other attacks they're planning to stage to blame the American people with. 1-800-259-9231 on that subject alone.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, April 19th, 2010. Bill Clinton's been giving speeches and been on CNN saying, gee, he hopes there doesn't have to be a big terror attack to make the Tea Party shut up. And so they're framing anyone who criticizes any government policies as an un-American violent terrorist. And it's all over the news. They're saying 15 years after Oklahoma City, are the right-wing terrorists going to hit again? And then quietly in the last really 8 years, they've been brainwashing police, brainwashing military, training them for conflict with the American people, creating this false ledger, this false history, this pipe dream, this hallucination, this mirage. And of course, in the center of that, demonizing talk radio, not just Alex Jones, but Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, and others, saying that it's going to be their fault when the terrorists strike. And so Rush Limbaugh on Friday really savaged Bill Clinton, saying, why are you hyping a non-existent threat? What are you planning? And we have the Democrats and their operatives caught dressing up as racist, red-handed. It's even in the Associated Press and other major publications, finally broke nationally last week. That's only one little tributary, one little arm, one little capillary stream of the larger Amazon River of false flag, provocateured, staged events. It is an entire spectrum of this. This is what they do. From saying anybody that has an opinion about government being too big, you are a racist. Anybody who goes out and protests big government, you are a racist. That's meant to demonize, to create a chilling effect, so the average yuppie won't get involved politically. But it's also meant to keep blacks and Hispanics, who are Americans and who stand to lose underneath the New World Order and whose children are being enslaved, to hear over and over again, they're not welcome in protest or demonstrations. They're not welcome to be involved. And, of course, it's not the Tea Party saying this. No, it's the mainstream media. But there's another level of this. By Fox News and Sarah Palin coming in and taking over the Tea Parties, it does make it a Republican event. And so then that limits this being a more than bipartisan, a transpartisan, or a left-right paradigm-shattering populist constitutionalist movement against our real enemies, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and the private shareholders of the New World Order private banking cartel system. And so this is what we're facing. They are dividing it seven ways to Sunday, up one side and down the other, from the top to the bottom, from pillar to post, and then they're preparing to demonize all demonstration, all criticism, all redress of grievance, all petitions as invoking terror. They're saying everywhere, you criticize health care, government health care, you criticize banker bailouts, you criticize anything, you are a terrorist. And when the terrorists blow up some more federal buildings, it is your fault. Shame on you. Now, we have a history of government-sponsored terror. We have our government and every other major government caught over and over again on record staging terror. Then we look at who benefits from this. Who would benefit from a federal building or two getting their facades blown off by a truck bomb? Who would benefit from a police station being attacked? Who would benefit from a school being attacked? Who would benefit from a government building being attacked? Who would benefit from a state capitol being attacked? Who would benefit? The military-industrial complex that is the control arm of the private offshore central banks now conquering the United States criminally. This is the issue that we face as a society. We are here. There is a hostile criminal takeover taking place against our society. Our entire way of life is being overturned. Our entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being dismantled openly and publicly. They're openly coming in saying they're going to shut down freedom on the Internet as we know it. They're openly saying they're going to go after talk radio and free speech and Internet talk radio. The government is openly saying it's going to launch new wars against Iran. The government is openly saying they're going to take the pension funds. They're openly saying they're going to have a new banking re-regulation system that gives more power to the federal regulators that are basically all Goldman Sachs alumni to use regulators to shut down small regional local banks, credit unions, and feed them into the large central banks, to erect taxes on local banks that are then paid in bailout money to the large private mega banks. They're moving on every front. They've got their new carbon tax bill introduced in the Senate with taxes on every gallon of gas, taxes on refineries, taxes on everything you do. They're moving ahead with the EPA announcing they're going to tax all greenhouse gas emissions. They don't even care if they don't have a bill. They're moving forward with the federalization of local police. They're moving forward with a giant drug war to shut down the cartels that aren't laundering their money and paying their cut to the central banks in Mexico. They're letting the war spill over into the United States. They're making their move on every front right now, internationally and nationally. And they need to shut down and chill political speech, because our political speech is true. It is devastating the New World Order, the global government. They're at their critical point. They've announced their world government. They've announced it's the G20 global banking constitution over every nation. They've announced it's a planetary global governance. The denial is over, and they're coming out openly and saying that they're basically going to stage terror attacks and blame them on us. It's just like Gary Hart, and it's in Truth Rising. 3 years ago was questioned by We Are Change in New York. He'd written a letter to Ahmed Dinajid. They had posted it in the Huffington Post, and he said, look, our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin. It staged the Maine. It has staged other events. Don't think that our government won't stage something to invade you. You better do as you're told. I mean, he came right out and said, we staged terror attacks. And We Are Change talked to him, and he basically admitted it on video. See, when the globalists speak, they're very intelligent, very sophisticated. There's multi-messages. To their own people, there's a message. To those that are awake, there's a message. And to the dumbed-down mass, there's another message. And so when Bill Clinton gives speeches and goes on Wolf Blitzer and says twice, I hope there doesn't have to be a major terror attack in America to make people stop criticizing the government. And he says, your criticism of government is going to cause this. That's the frame-up. They're openly framing us ahead of time. They're getting ready. And a mainline talk show host like Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck will come out and tell the truth. We can turn the tide against this. Limbaugh is starting to get completely into the water. Michael Savage is up to his neck telling the truth now. Openly saying Obama's going to stage massive terror attacks. Limbaugh is saying, looks like they're going to stage something, we don't know what. And then he ties it into the racist provocateurs, but doesn't go all the way. Hannity and Beck, to my knowledge, you can call me and tell me if they have been saying it, but I haven't heard it. And I would hear about it if they did, generally. They haven't. Okay? Yes, they work for the establishment, but there's different fissures in the establishment. There's a lot of people who are wealthy, to see themselves as right-wing, who don't mind if the government stages a terror attack to blame it on Muslims to invade the Middle East. But they are starting to realize that they're going to be targeted in this new world order, and they can openly see the moves towards shutting down their free speech and their little kingdoms, and so they're starting to tell the truth. And if we can get the listeners of this very important radio show, because our listeners are the most active out there, if you can call into talk radio, local, national, syndicated, foreign, if you can post on your blogs, if you can get news articles out, if you can ring the alarm bell and sound the alarm, blow the trumpet now. I mean, I've been telling you this for several years, they're building towards it. I can see the preparation. Now, in the last year, it's been fever pitch, and it's just getting wilder and wilder and coming to a head. Where are we? April 19th. Now they're going to reintroduce McVeigh, reintroduce the domestic terrorists, and it could happen any time in the next few weeks. They may wait a few months. I mean, I think this is the crescendo right now of this orchestra piece, but it may get even higher. I don't know, but this is about as big a crescendo as I have ever seen. They're pulling out all of the stops, and you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind and have no historical understanding to not see how much danger we're in as a society. Now listen. There are two articles by Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson that are absolutely vital. It is vital that both of these get out to everyone you know. Number one, this just went out in the last 15 minutes at PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com right now. Establishment exploits OKC bombing victims to push extremist threat propaganda. And this goes to the whole history of government-sponsored terror and how they're setting it up, the demonization program. You read this one article, you send this to somebody, and they read this five-page article full of links with all the proof, they will have a clear understanding. Another article by Kurt Nemo that came out Saturday. False flag prelude. Clinton launches demonization campaign on OK City bombing anniversary. I'm going to read it again. False flag prelude. Clinton launches demonization campaign on OK City bombing anniversary. This is a maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. Mayday. Mayday, mayday. There is absolutely no doubt that they have their finger on the trigger of multiple false flags, including atomic weapons in the West. They need to take over the society. They're moving on every front. They're not pulling punches. This is a full-on globalist offensive against free humanity, and they are going to fail if they don't stage a terror attack. I'm telling you, they are launching the operation. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They are coming after our republic. They are making their move. They are prepping the public for massive terror attacks in the United States. Atomic, nuclear, thermonuclear. They are saying domestic groups are going to kill the police and the military while quietly demonizing police and military to the feds. This is a setup, and I hope the police and military out there are not weak-minded. How many times did I tell you over the last 8.5 years since 9/11 that the entire grid of Homeland Security was being developed for the American people to suppress us? And then Fox News and others began to introduce white al-Qaeda, CNN, MSNBC, that, oh, yes, there's all these American people, militia groups, they're working with al-Qaeda. Not only is al-Qaeda fake, but saying militias are working with them is even more asinine. But this is the move. And what did I say back in 1996, 97, 98? What did I put in my first film about Oklahoma City? We know the federal government brought, under Bush, 3,000, 2,000 plus under Clinton, 5,000 plus Iraqi Republican Guard who'd been trained by the CIA in the 80s when Saddam was our ally. After the Gulf War, they brought them in, and they have been involved intimately in Oklahoma City and other events. That's in the LA Times. The FBI's reported that the first few days. I've interviewed the local police. I've interviewed the local reporters. There's video. They were staking them out the week before it happened. They were with McVeigh. But they didn't go with that story. They like to have different stories. They were seriously thinking about saying Muslim extremists working with the American people. So they've been fashioning this idea and preparing it as a story, as an excuse to turn the military and police loose against anyone criticizing government. And now you've seen them do it. Now you've seen them move this from the back burner to the front burner, and they've got the flame up on high. Separately, domestic terrorists as big a threat as al-Qaeda, says FBI head Robert Mueller. 15 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, the specter of domestic terrorism has returned. Really? To haunt the Obama administration. Oh, but it's going to help them. Their approval rating will go up if there's a big attack. Clinton told USA Today on Air Force One in 96 that he got his reelection because of the bombing. So 15 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, the specter of domestic terrorism has returned to haunt the Obama administration with a warning from the FBI that homegrown and lone wolf extremists now represent a serious threat as al-Qaeda and its affiliates. So now you are al-Qaeda, America, the American people. You are now al-Qaeda. Now what they've been teaching the cops for 8 years secretly is out in the open because they're getting ready to go operational with this demonization program. The warning from the FBI director, Robert Mueller, came as the former President Clinton drew parallels between Oklahoma City tragedy and a recent upsurge in anti-government rhetoric. You see, it's our fault. We're not just racist, folks. We're terrorists. While American television audiences heard Tim McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, describe the absolute rage that drove him to plan an attack that killed 168 men, women, and children, these supposed audio tapes. Then we've got all these separate affidavits from McVeigh and Terry Nichols saying they were U.S. government agents, and McVeigh's quote, "It's going to come out the U.S. government did this." Well, they don't want you to read that. An FBI spokesman told the Times yesterday that Mr. Mueller was referring to right-wing extremist groups, anti-government militias, as well as American Islamists, in his testimony to the Senate committee that must approve an $8.3 billion budget for the FBI. Last month, federal agents arrested 9 members of the Christian militia based in Michigan. I called that out in August of last year as they were going to set them up. Calling itself the Hatari, and now it's come out, they had an audio tape saying, yeah, we may have to fight the government someday. It's out of control. And again, they bust them to create this cutout of, oh, look, they're terrorists. See, gun owners. They have been charged with plotting to murder local police with a stash of guns, knives, and grenades. And see, that whole story is, again, meant to scare cops, get them against the American people. Since the passage of President Obama's health reforms, the FBI has also made the arrest in Seattle and San Francisco after death threats were sent to Democratic senators. And see, they use that, probably real threats by idiots, to again create this backdrop of, oh my gosh, the terrorists are about to strike. We've met the terrorists, and it's the American people. And they go on to say expressing dissatisfaction with the government creates terrorism. You don't criticize anything. You sit down and you shut up and you let Goldman Sachs take your pension fund. And they're going to have this fake investigation, this civil investigation, and slap a $5 million fine or something on Goldman Sachs. You can keep the trillions. One of your employees will go on probation, and we'll get $5 million. There, you've been punished.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I tell you, it is frustrating, angering, to know that we've got the Pentagon getting $1.8 to $1.9 trillion a year. That's more than the entire income tax. They're running our country into complete debt. The Pentagon at the top works for the banks. They see us just like some other country they're conquering. They have designed this entire surveillance control grid. They are provocateuring and creating white supremacist groups. They're demonizing the American people. They're surveilling Tea Parties and in the Fed rallies. They're rolling U.S. troops out against Tea Parties with sound cannons. They're openly saying they want to use microwave guns on us. They're massing all this force against us. They're openly announcing they're going to take people's pension funds and give the banks even more power to rape us under the new regulatory bill. They have the Republicans come out against the bill and say it's too tough on banks, so people get fooled and think it's actually hurting the big banks. It just lets the big banks take over the local banks. It's disgusting. And it's happening now. I want to go to your phone calls. Max Kaiser's coming up. False flag prelude. Clinton launches demonization campaign on OK City bombing anniversary.
Another key article up at PrisonPlanet.com. Establishment exploits OKC bombing victims to push extremist threat propaganda. It is vital that you get these articles and get them out to everyone you know now. Not tomorrow, not an hour from now, now. Now, I'm going to read these articles on air after we take some phone calls. I mean, here's another one. CFR journalist calls Tea Party talk seditious. Here's another one at Infowars.com. Government preparing to stage domestic terror attacks. That's another key article. That's actually the Watson article on Infowars with a different headline because I asked Kurt to give it a headline more along the lines of the actual article. Yeah, this is the article to get out. Government preparing to stage domestic terror attack. 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 And I'm repeating that because we have seen the open psyop. For anyone tuned in, anyone aware, anyone informed, this is ridiculously obvious. We have seen all the preparation, psychological, military, physical, economic. They want to use Homeland Security and the Patriot Act against the American people. It was written for that. Read Section 802 of the Patriot Act. Read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Read the Federal Governors Association, the Governors Council. Read the Belligerent Act in the Senate, saying that the military can direct the arrest of any U.S. citizens for any reason, for intelligence purposes, or for any reason designated by the president or his designates. And it says you can be arrested, given enhanced interrogation, that's terrorism, that's torture, and an act of Congress is the only thing that can release you from prison. No judge, no jury, no nothing. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of what is openly going on here? They're taking over on every front. We are being criminally consolidated. We are being completely overtaken right now. They know you're angry. They knew you would get upset. They knew when they did this, you would speak out and try to take the states back peacefully, lawfully, legally, constitutional system. And so they've been quietly building and preparing terror attacks and bust to make it look like the American people are terrorists, and now they're openly saying, you criticize the government, you are seditious, you are a traitor, you are a criminal, you're going to bomb federal buildings. I mean, you think it's bad to have Democrats dressed up like Nazis and have the Congressional Black Caucus lying about being spit on and called the N-word in that staged event. That's a microcosm of the mindset of government, the Black Caucus going out in the middle of the Tea Party trying to start a fight, trying to keep black people from joining the rest of the American people, trying to keep us against each other instead of going up against the New World Order and the info war. How despicable is that? Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. The globalists will kill a million Iraqis. They'll blow a federal building up. You better believe it. This government will inject black men with syphilis in the Tuskegee experiment. You better believe they'll shoot some black people and blame it on the Tea Parties. This government, in thousands of tests, many of which killed our own troops, would spray uranium, plutonium, and nerve gas on our own troops, killing them just in drills? And you think anybody's safe? All the lies, all the criminality, look how bold they are. All these grassroots conservatives and libertarians are going, man, it's over for them in November. What do they think they're doing? Well, they've got all the bases covered. They've got the Republican leadership, who's now posing as patriots, set to go in. They've got that covered. But they are worried about real statesmen and leaders taking over the states peaceably. So they're going to blow stuff up and blame that on you, blame that on me. They're going to launch some new wars, so politically you'll shut up and do what the government says, circle the wagons because the country's at war. Only by understanding their game plan can we stop them. Only by growing up and admitting to ourselves how dire our straits are and by getting, I mean, banner hangs on highways, calling into talk radio, starting your own websites today, doing your own YouTube videos. You don't know how, get somebody at work to show you. You need to be ranting about this. In fact, get me Rob Jacobson in here. He was sick over the weekend, and he just got back, and he was asking what I wanted him to do. We're going to shoot a YouTube video that I'm going to post at the end of the show where I put out a call to arms in the info war to expose the false flag attack before they carry it out. And we may have hours, we may have days, we may have weeks. And if we get the word out, we can stop them from doing this. But all of you out there that think, boy, Obama screwed up. Boy, he's arrogant up there saying we should thank him for all the tax increases. Man, it's over for him. He's a puppet. And no, it's not over for him. Michael Savage, love him or hate him, is politically astute. And what did he say? What, back in last April? Like, pull up the date of that Reichstag speech for me. You just pull it up on YouTube to get the data. I know we have it saved. Where he said, mark my words, the government is going to stage a terror attack, a Reichstag event. He's not stupid. He knows what they're going to do. He knows that when government does things that are unpopular and illegal and have got foreign banks robbing everybody, we're in a real depression, 22% unemployment. It's only getting worse. Now they're saying the stimulus didn't work. Like we told you a year and a half ago, it wasn't designed to work. It was designed to mask cash in the banks' hands, the big banks, so they could consolidate the smaller banks and shut down Main Street and then come in again and say, there will be no economic recovery if you don't do this. And that's in the news. That's another talking point. You better give us trillions more, or we're going to have a depression. When we've been in a depression the last 2 years. That's their one trick. Terrorism. Psychological terrorism. How did they get the banker takeover bill, known as the banker bailout, passed? Saying there'd be blood in the streets, war in the streets, total collapse, total depression, if you didn't give the banks all that power. And for 3 or 4 days, Congress refused to do it because they were having 1,000-to-1 phone calls or more. Polls showed 99% against it. And so they came out and said, we're going to have a complete and total depression. It's from March 17, 2009. They said we're going to have a complete depression, and the stock market fell by a record rate, and then the Congress panicked and did what they said. That's terrorism. Now they're saying, don't protest us, or we're going to say you're white supremacist. What does that have to do with anything? It's clearly fake and false and staged. And they've got their operatives everywhere doing it. Now they're saying, I sure hope we don't need a terror attack to make these Tea Parties shut up. I sure hope you don't cause this Tea Parties by doing what Americans are supposed to do, get out and protest and demonstrate and take their state legislatures back to say no to the feds that have been hijacked by criminals. We don't have a country. You know, they tell you, oh, be patriotic, do what the federal government says. Well, number one, that's not patriotic. But this isn't even a federal government. It's a bunch of whores bought and paid for by foreign interest. This is the big assault, okay? You think 9/11 was a big assault. You think Oklahoma City was a big assault. I'm telling you that every major mega attack gets bigger by an order of magnitude. What's bigger than skyscrapers blowing up in front of you? Three skyscrapers blowing up in the middle of lower Manhattan. What's bigger than that? A big, fat, dirty bomb. But that may not be big enough for these people. They want a hardcore revolution. They want to get the police and military so scared, they'll go out and arrest Alex Jones and arrest other people, and Rush Limbaugh will have a heart attack, and Michael Savage will get a one-week brain tumor. They will wipe us out. They will kill us, ladies and gentlemen. They'll pull me over, shoot me up with heroin, and kill a hooker and throw me in a hotel room. That's the kind of stuff these people do. They don't play games. They've dominated the world because they're ruthless and cunning and smart and powerful. They've taken over the planet because they're the most duplicitous, bloodthirsty killers the world has ever seen. They're taking over America like they took over Russia, like they took over China. They plan to do that here. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to stop ranting and go to your phone calls here. It's just this article, government prepared to stage domestic terror attack. It's up on Infowars.com, government preparing to stage domestic terror attack. It is so important to get this article out to everyone you know now. Now! I mean, what's stopping you nationwide? You own a pool business. You own a construction business. You own a chain of restaurants. You are a doctor. You're a lawyer. You're a teacher. But I'm talking about folks who aren't just, you know, an auto mechanic going home to three kids, working 14 hours a day and too exhausted. But you should do it, too. But all of you yuppies that have got time to take 25-mile bike rides on the weekend and got time to go rock climbing and got time to take your kids camping every weekend or take your kids fly fishing, hey, that's wonderful, and I wish I was doing that, too. Believe me, I wish I was taking 25-mile bike rides. I wish I was mountain climbing. I wish I was camping. I wish I was driving around the country in an RV. Okay, I understand that. But there's no future and there's no time left if you don't go to a local sign store and have a 20-foot banner made, 9/11 was an inside job, Infowars.com, or Obama's going to stage a terror attack. You know, whatever you come up with, we don't have time to screw around. You better take Fall of the Republic and Invisible Empire and Police State, The Rise of FEMA, and you better buy 1,000 blank DVDs and a big duplicator, and you better make copies, and you better get it out to everybody. We got a chance to beat these people. We're kicking their butts in, and they're going to blow some stuff up. You understand? That's what they do. You've seen all the preparation. It's 100% now. 100%. And the sky's the limit for these people that they're going to start pulling a bunch of stuff. Everything you've seen the last few months is the buildup. The Pentagon, Joe Stack, Atari, the underwear bomber, every one of them staged up one side and down the other. That's just to get it in your mind, get it in your head. They've been introducing white Al-Qaeda for 5 years. They're going to make their move. They're going to kill cops. They're going to blow up federal buildings. They're going to do all sorts of stuff. And we're in a red-level emergency. Now, here's the good news. Kurt Haskell and his wife, both prominent, well-to-do lawyers, are 9/11 truthers. And they know what to look for, and we've got at least half the public that questions the official story, and our people are in the federal government, they're in the military, they're in airports, they're in government facilities, they're in private sector. Our people are everywhere. And we need our people to keep your eyes open for events. And if you see suspicious-looking guys with a truck, you don't let them see you, you videotape them, you videotape their car. Because the next time the feds blow something up, they're not going to be able to confiscate all the videos. You're going to be able to upload it. That's why Obama's got cybersecurity to shut down the web when he wants, but that won't stop us. And Kurt Haskell was on that plane and saw the feds get the underwear bomber on the plane and protect him, and they tried to lie about it, and it came out a month later, it was all true. So remember that. That's the one reason the globalists may not pull the trigger. If they get enough of an NSA buzz going, and enough buzz going in the government about false flag, and police officers, look, you better be looking not for a militia person and not for an Arab, or of course they may be using people dressed up like that. You better be watching the feds. And the feds, you better be watching yourself, and private intelligence agencies, and private corporate mercs. Everybody. I mean, when I was driving to work today, I was watching everything. It doesn't mean that there's one chance in a million that I'm going to catch something. But I'm scanning. I'm looking. I saw a truck pulled up beside a gas station, had a bunch of pallets on it, looked like fertilizer. I pulled up and looked at it, and it wasn't fertilizer. It was concrete. Doesn't matter. I am scanning. I am looking. I am watching, and I know who to watch. And everybody else needs to be doing this right now, because the minute they blow a federal building up, you have got to burn rubber to the scene. You've got to record all the local news. You have got to have video cameras on you at all times. You have got to be watching everywhere. It's a life and death situation. And you've got to all make YouTube and other videos where you go out and do your own rant about the government preparing to stage a false flag terror attack. So there's thousands of these videos, and so it's on record that we knew what they were doing. We may be able to back them off, but right now it looks like they're committed. Bill Clinton, I just hope there doesn't have to be a terror attack to stop these tea parties. They're creating the hate. They're going to do it. It's their fault. Criticizing the government. It's causing a big... And they've got the internet now, Wolf. They've got the internet now, Wolf, and they're all communicating with each other, and it's bad, Wolf. I hope we don't have to do this. And Wolf, foreign operative that he is, just Mossad agent, just openly worked for the Israeli government, just nods, and I know, Clinton, I know. It's what we have to do. It's a little message for all those in the know. They're just out there in the open talking about it like we're a bunch of idiots, and we don't see exactly what they're talking about.
I'm real sad about it. I hope it doesn't have to happen, Wolf, before these people stop what they're doing. I didn't have sex with that woman either. But well, let me bite my bottom lip. I'm so concerned right now.
It's making me nauseated just thinking about him. So there's the telegraphed message. They're getting ready. They're getting ready right now. They probably got their hands on the plungers. They're getting ready right now. Because they got to shut up the American people. I got news for you, globalists. I know you've got your psych warfare chiefs and experts looking over it. A lot of your insiders are telling you that this isn't going to go the way you think. That's why they've been demonizing 9/11 truth so hard the last 2 years, more than before, because they've got to demonize anybody who talks about terror being government 9 times out of 10. And they've also been linking 9/11 truth to terrorism, which is asinine. We're exposing that it is the government, or elements of the government, or private intelligence groups. Corporate merc groups. And so we've got a chance to stop them if we get the word out. But you can see them. They're doing everything they can 24/7 on all fronts, getting ready, getting ready, getting ready. Are you ready? And what are you doing to stop them? What are you doing to get the word out?
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get 2 free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God
giant open carry rallies all over the country, including in front of the White House today. The globalists can't stand to see the people standing up and saying we're not slaves. Their anti-gun movement is in trouble. Their carbon tax movement is in trouble. Their wars are in trouble. The banks robbing the people are in deep trouble. So they've got to stage terror attacks to play the part of victims and scare the more timid souls out there into serving their new world order and crouching down and licking the hand that feeds them, that binds them in chains. All right, let's go to your calls. I'm going to take a ton of calls all the way to the bottom of the next hour. Then I got a bunch of other news on Goldman Sachs, the banking takeover, the environmental, all of it. It's all coming up. And then Max Kaiser. Robert in South Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. The idea that I came up with was compiling a Facebook of the New World Order. They've been so busy with all that they're doing, they've forgotten to let us know who they are and exactly what they're doing. I think it would be helpful to be able to express our concern with all of that.
Well, we know who the globalists are. It's the top banking heads. It's the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. It's less than 50 big families. At the top of the capstones, Microsoft, companies like IBM.
I understand that, but I mean specifically who they are and what their phone number would be, what their address is, what vehicle they drive, all that different type of thing, because they live in ivory towers, somewhat insulated from normal, everyday people, but they mix with us and they come in and out, and people are unaware that the person they may be on the soccer field with is actually in cahoots to help eliminate them, their children.
Well, they are afraid of that, and I think what We Are Change and others have done, the Tea Parties have done, you know, the real Tea Parties that have been around for almost 4 years, not the new Sarah Palin party that they say has been around for 1 year, and the news gives the birth date every day on every channel to tell you that the Republicans founded it and run it. Everywhere Al Gore goes, he's being hounded. Everywhere Bill Clinton goes. Karl Rove is going to be at UT tonight. In fact, can I have that article? And I know a lot of people are going to be there to ask him serious questions. I hope it's civil. I hope people get up to the microphone. I hope they take questions. So everywhere they go, they're being hounded, and their minions are being hounded. But the globalists are being identified, and we are documenting who they are. I mean, in Obama deception and in Endgame, you know, we show Bilderberg Group members arriving and their names, and we've published Bilderberg Group list. It doesn't get any more elite than that. Karl Rove to speak at UT Austin Monday evening. Former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove will give a lecture at the University of Texas tonight. Rove is expected to talk about his time at the White House as former President George W. Bush's top political advisor. Rove will also share his analysis of issues in the nation currently facing, including health care, the economy, and protection of individual liberties. See, now that they're out of power, here's another one. George W. Bush Institute and Freedom House to convene freedom activists, human rights, and Internet experts to assess global cyber dissident movement. So Bush helped set up cybersecurity. Obama's continuing it. Karl Rove helped push the big police state. And now they're posing as the protectors of our liberty. That way, when they get back in power, they can continue to butcher it. Just like Obama stood up as a protector of liberty against torture, the Patriot Act, and all this when he was out of power. When he got into power, it's just totally sick how they double team us. But I appreciate your call, Robert. We're going to come back in 70 seconds and talk to Ron, Kevin, Curtis, Joe, and others. But I certainly hope everybody gets down there tonight to UT. I need to look up. It says the event is free and open to the public. So we need all the patriots to get there early. All the patriots need to show up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and get the best seats on the front row.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.